Mani, could you tell us about your little school girlfriend when you told her that your
brother, my little what?
Your little school girlfriend.
Mary.
When you told her that your brother was God.
Yeah. I've sometimes been asked if I've told others of Baba in my childhood. And I did only once. I tell them I did so once, and I haven't done it since. Not with my school friends and my old friends from the Catholic convent. That's the school I attended, you see. So I had a friend in a school friend in my class, my best friend in class, and her name was Mary D'Souza. She was a Guanese Christian and a Catholic. To us in those days, we hadn't heard of any other Christians but the Catholics. I mean, we were even in the school and the nuns and my life in the in Pune. That we thought Catholics were Christians. We hadn't heard about Baptists and Protestants and all the denominations of different. So what happened was that Mary and I were in the habit of going into the school church. I would accompany her because she was my friend. She would go in, and I loved the church. I loved the candles. I loved the altar cloth. I loved the font where you put the holy water over you and genuflected and all this. Because for me, it's Baba. Baba is here, not for like Mary. Baba was some, you know, Jesus was some long ago, and now I suppose it's like, I tell myself, that's like going to see like putting Jesus in an old person's home, you know, and going to see them on Sunday or something like that. But for us, he's alive all the time. Yeah. So I would go. So we would both go. And she would walk along very solemnly in the front, whereas I would just look around at the statues of St. Francis and St. Anne and all the saint statues on both sides. And as I would go by sometimes closer, I would pat. And I always really believed, that's what I imagine, but I really believed that St. Francis smiled at me, St. Teresa smiled at me, St. Anne smiled at me. She would go ahead very, very past it, very solemnly. One day I even put my fingers in the holy water, the font. But instead of genuflecting and kneeling, what I did was, it was quite warm morning, I put it on my eyes because it was so cool, so nice. And never before but that time, Mary turned round and said, "Oh, you should never do that. That's not the way you do with the holy water." I said, "No." She said, "No." And I said to myself, strange, Baba wouldn't mind that. Why is she saying things like that? Then one day I told her, I said, "You know, I love Jesus more than you do." And I meant it. I meant Baba. Baba is Jesus. And, that put her back up very much. So I was already alienating her without knowing it. Then at class
when you told her?
No. So when we would have recess, what we used to call interval, we would go to the church. First of all, I'd rush to the backside gate of the convent. There was this woman sitting, selling hot grains, what you call chickpea, very quiet grains, and toffee, jaggery, brown sugar toffee. I always liked munching whenever I could, you see. So I took those things, and after church, we were sitting on the marble steps in the front, back to Jesus, you know. Now, Jesus is on the cross. It so happens that when you're in a Catholic atmosphere or in a Catholic environment, you do not separate Christ from the cross. You know, that is, as we know, Christ. Christ is always on the cross. In fact, so one gets used to it. What hurt me very much was seeing a painting of Jesus with a crown of thorns and the blood dripping. And I sobbed, how can they do that to Jesus? No, I didn't say Jesus. How can they do that to Baba? How can they do that? So that was more impressive. But we were sitting outside, Mary and I, and Jesus was there behind us on the cross. And Mary would always tell me stories of the saints or, you know, very lovely little things. Or give me, for my birthday, she would give me a picture of St. Anne or St. Francis or some saints, and or St. Teresa. And I would give her, on her birthday, a balloon or some silly thing like a funny toy. But she was very good. She was very good. She and, yeah.
So you were sitting outside?
Yeah, so there we were sitting outside. And I'd always offer whatever I had, you know. My taffy, my grams, you know. And she would always say, no, thank you. She was that good. Something I could never be. I mean, she also never lied. The teacher said, now, Mary D'Souza, did you do that? Yes, miss. Then I'd melt. And if I was told, Mani Rani, were you doing that? Oh, no. What were you doing? Nothing. I couldn't pass it. Mary was very good. I could see that, and I admired that, but I couldn't get it. So I offered her while we were sitting on the steps. I said, Mary, would you like? No, thank you. And she continued with the story of some saint, and I continued munching. And the taffy, I had to, like that. So before I knew it, my mouth had taffy all around me. That's when the inspiration came. That's when the moment came. That's when I said, oh my God, she's my best friend. What kind of a friend am I to her? I haven't even, she loved Jesus so much, and I haven't told her Jesus is here, right here. Oh my goodness. When I tell her, she'll either jump for joy or she'll be very angry with me for not having told her before. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing all this. I'm right at the top of a wave, I tell you. And I said, I stop in the mid with the half of that shield in my hand. Mary! Yes? Do you know, my brother is Christ. The door of a frigidaire had opened. I could feel that cold air. She didn't say anything. She got up, and to this day I remember how she brushed her skirt. Brushing away more than her skirt.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes. She walked away. And I was stunned. I've done her a good deed. I've told her. I said, Mary, oh, Mary, Mary. And she turned around. For about a month she didn't talk to me. Sometimes I'd come up to her, not near, but you know, from the corner of the wall. I'd suddenly appear and smile, puppy smile. And no, she wasn't paying any attention to me. Till one day she did. And then I really scolded her. I said, do you think you're a Christian? Would a true Christian do that, Mary D'Souza? Would this sort of, and what about your forgiveness and all that stuff? I said, even if I were wrong, which I'm not, even if I were wrong, is this how a Christian would behave? And then she was all right with me, but that had gone.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I couldn't, it couldn't be the same anymore. And then I left, then my father died, and then I left and be with Baba for all time. But then after that, how would I dare tell a Catholic person, Baba Jesus Christ?
It's still kind of hard to tell them.
Huh?
It's still hard to tell them.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Amazing. You see how, what a shame that one, with all the goodness within you, with all the good intention and everything, you can still do that to yourself, you know, miss. That's why, you see, I say when we came to Baba, of course it's the connection, as Baba says, we came with an empty bowl, no expectations, no desires, no wanting for this or that, or nothing spiritual or otherwise, just nothing, except to please Him by doing unquestioningly a life of poverty, purity, and obedience. And that's, even today I say, that while Baba is serving, especially at Amatiti time and other time, and Baba is serving, oh, wherever you are, everywhere, we see this daily. He served the wine from his wine shop, from the tavern, and I said, we don't come to Baba for the wine, but only to be with the sake, with the wine giver. Mm. And we tell him, please, whatever, and that's how our feeling was. Whatever it is, but just only one thing don't do, don't send us away. Just to be with him. We will sweep your tavern, we will wash the glasses in which you have served others with the wine, we will serve them the wine, we will do everything. We don't want any, just to be with you. And that is the only thing I can go on wishing. Only thing.